Hi, I'm Maitland, and I thought Kelly and I were going to have to apologize for our behavior when we were out and about in Boston.
Oh, I bet.
Had such a fantastic day on Saturday. We walked all the way to Harvard from our hostel we were staying at. It was like an hour walk, about 3 miles. Took us a very long time, but we made some really cool stops. We had some good drinks. We had some good food. And then on the way back, we stopped at Fenway. We went and had oysters. We had so many oysters this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
An insane amount. But yeah, we weren't exactly hammered all day, but we were consistently a little buzz, a little giggly. So by the end of the day on Saturday, it's starting to get a little dark. We're on our way to this bar called the Tam.
The Tam.
You would think it's called the Tim because of the accent. It's the Tam, T-A-M.
Yeah.
Our tour guide, Julie, told us, you got to go to the Tam. We're like, okay. So we're on our way there after drinking all day, and we see a statue of Paul Revere.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Statue.
Okay, all right.
Midnight Kelly, ride.
Yeah, Kelly starts to go. Ride.
Kelly starts to say, you know, Paul Revere, that's a bunch of stolen valor. He only gets all the credit because he had a horse. And so then we're walking through Boston.
Wait a second. Paul Revere is stolen valor. It is. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, so we're walking through Boston Common and we're yelling about Paul Revere. And Kelly, we're like, yeah, he only gets credit because he had a horse.
You're about to get a Southie beat down.
I'm screaming Paul Revere facts. I was like, I can't remember William's Dawes' name, but I swear it doesn't rhyme as good as Paul Revere.
Yeah.
So that's why they didn't include him in the history books.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, someone had to tell Paul Revere that the British were coming. And then he told everybody else. And so we were going on and on about that. Then we started doing bits. Even more than we already were.
Okay, yeah.
So you're spitting
Paul Revere bits.
Okay, yeah. Sure okay.
Loud enough for everyone?
Okay, everyone.
Pretty sure it was.
Were people enjoying it?
We were at crosswalks, everything. They probably thought thought we were from there because our accent
probably,
sounded so
yeah,
spot
yeah,
on.
Probably.
Yeah, that sounds not cartoonish at all.
By crosswalk, she means the Boston Commons. Yes. We were in the heart of the Boston Commons, like the most historic area.
Yeah. And we're just like, Paul Revere, screw Paul Revere. And then Kelly goes, yeah, your name better not be Paul Revere. And I said, because ain't no one coming tonight.
And then we were making the wettest jokes after that. It was great. But Paul Revere wasn't the only one riding, guys.
No,
I don't know if you guys know that. A lot of boys were riding into town that night on foot and on horses. A lot of them came from all over the place to let them know the British were coming.
Now that you've had a chance to think about it over the weekend, let's give some of them the proper credit because it was important to you.
It was. It's William Dawes, Samuel Prescott, and a dozen other men who didn't survive history because the names didn't rhyme better than Revere.
You looked that up?
I did. I just Googled it. I was like, what was that dude's name that Paul Revere sold all the valor from?
We also saw the graveyard where Paul Revere is buried.
Yeah. Mm. And then
oh,
John
yeah, it's
Hancock,
tiny, right?
Yeah, it's tiny. Yeah. And then John Hancock's gravestone, it's massive, and it looks like a penis. They
it does.
Did that on purpose.
It does.
It okay. looks like a massive
that guy,
penis.
He must have had a small one, because he signed his name super big.
I know
he said
like
so the king
page.
Could see it.
Yeah.
But then also, he's got a giant gravestone. You know it was a little crank the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Had
yeah,
to been.
Probably.
I bet he had
a
real souped-up horse and buggy.
Yeah. A lot of small cranks back then.
Yeah, we had
a
good time.
People were littler.
It seems like it. It seems like you guys had a great time. You took in... I love how you, wherever you guys go, you really take on the personality of the people
oh,
that
definitely.
Are there.
Oh, yeah. We were cowboys 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys really absorb the culture.
Yeah.
You guys are tourists doing cosplay.
I know.
What are you going to do next week in Green Bay?
Eat just cheese.
Eat cheese.
Oh,
that's
so
it.
And swear.
I'm going to wear a drink when the show starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like,
don't
I'm not going
to
change
Green
much
Bay.
At all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still the Midwest. You'll eat a casserole with tater tots and cheese.
I hope
get
so.
Bombed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Complain about it not being a Coke City.
Yeah, taking yeah. suggestions for our Green Bay costumes for both shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hunter's Orange.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, Hunter's Orange.
Okay.
And
yeah, camouflage.
Or Packers, yeah. Packers Green.
Cool. Yeah,
you can never go wrong with flannel either.
True.
Flannel is always a big winner. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in the upper Midwest.
Yeah.
And then just pinch your vowels. Wisconsin. You just gotta talk through your nose a little bit more.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, we were I do like taking on the accent, especially in Boston. It's such a fun accent to start taking over. And by the end of the night, you know, we've had 5,000 oysters and I don't know how many drinks. So the accent was just coming easy. It was coming easy. It was so
sounds
much
so
fun.
Natural.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that it wasn't a couple of Boston gals in here.
Yeah,
I had no idea. The whole time I was like, what happened to the girls? I don't know who these Southies are.
These Southies. You know the neighborhoods.
I know that one.
Did you guys?
I know you don't want to usually pick up a girl from there.
Did you guys make up anything, go to anything like truly, like I know you went to Boston Common, but that's like the same as a Boston Market. Did you go to like Wahlburgers or anything?
No, we thought we were passing one, but it turned out not to be. We did go to Mike's Pastries because we kept walking around and seeing everybody with these boxes.
The cannoli?
I got a cannoli. Mm-hmm. It was the fattest cannoli I've ever
seen. Yeah, they're amazing.
Oh my God.
They're stuffed with baked beans.
We really did hit like, all of the stuff that you would want to do. We saw Cambridge and Harvard, that whole neighborhood, which we walked to. We saw Fenway Park, the Cheers Bar, Sam Adams. And then everywhere we went, we would ask people around like, hey, where do we go now? And this cool historic bar, is it worth it? And they'd be like, no, it ain't worth it. But across the street, you're going to go to the Cat Bar. The Cat Bar is great. It's called Dirty Nelly's. And I was like, okay, we're going to go there.
Yeah, and where the Nellies are dirty and so are the Caps.
And there were multiple places you walk in and you can tell it's old because like when you go to the bathroom, at least for me, you have to sit sideways because it's so tiny. It's so tiny.
Well, even the streets in downtown Boston are so narrow.
They're so old.
I mean, that is a city that was built for horse and carriage.
And
200 years ago. Yeah.
We learned it was built for cows.
It's built for cows.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cows made the paths and then they paved them.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's what Julie told us. Honestly, she's a bog witch. We're not sure if it's true or not, but we believe her.
Bog witch.
I feel like about 8% of the things you guys learned about Boston we're gonna find out is actually true.
Yeah. Like, who knows?
Not a reliable educational trip.
No, but we did end up at this place. One of the girls that we were sitting at, whatever bar it was, we were having a great time, Irish bar. We said, hey, if your best friend was coming to town, where would you go to dinner? The place you recommended was slam packed. So we went around the corner and that we get one of their last tables and it's this tiny Irish bar. And we sit in the back, we get a fish sandwich.
Was it a Bennigan's?
Yeah, it was a Bennigan's. And
clam chowder.
And then we're like sitting right next to the speaker and I'm sitting there thinking, this music is so good. It's got to be live.
It's like, Irish jig music.
It's all Irish jig music. And then as we walk out in the front, there's a fiddle, a violin, and then an acoustic guitar or whatever, all just jamming their little hearts out. Me and Mayla were like, it was live.
Singing the unicorn song and all that stuff.
And the food was so good. It was one of those moments where it was so dark in there and so
loud.
Did you
get the fish and chips?
We did. It was so dark in there and so loud, though, that you couldn't really see each other. Yes, this was the vibe. And the whole time we're eating, every time Kelly and I make eye contact, we're just pointing like aggressively at our food and like thumbs up
while bumping
our heads.
This
is so good.
This is like the chick version of Night at the Roxbury.
It really is.
You guys
was.
Lost your damn minds this week.
Kelly and I turned into some real Boston bros.
Yeah, it was a good time.
This week on Boston's Bitches. In a good way, not in a bad way.
In the best way.
Couple of clams down some oysters.
Yeah, we had clams and wieners for lunch yesterday, actually.
We did.
It's funny you say that.
Clams and wieners.
What'd you get to eat out of that?
The SZA sisters in Boston.
Right. Sure did.